I was about like 3-4 years ago. We were all I'm from Gloucester. Johnny's from Beverly, so a couple of us are from up the North Shore. And during a St. Peter's Fiesta, we they had this mechanical bull. It was out there, and there was a number of people in town. Chrissy from Petty Morals, Jamie Pesesny, a number of other people, and I was teased a lot, but I was the one who got up on the mechanical bull and rode the bull. And you know,
you owned that bull.
I owned the bull.
You owned the bull.
Yep. And Jamie had rode it earlier, and you know, about 6 months later, Jamie died. And this song is for him, and it's about, you know, taking that shot before there's nothing more.
So this next song is the first song that we ever wrote way back when I was in the seventh grade. Jeff Jakes was my shop teacher.
That's right. Get to work, Sonny.
I wanted to write a song about older women, and Jeff wanted to write a song about scamming coke at house parties he wasn't invited to. So this is what we came up with, for better or worse. It didn't see the light of day until our last record. It's called Teenage Girls and Free Cocaine All Night Long.
Thank you.
everybody. This is the last one we got with the Town of Fly Vipers. We're from here, way behind the sun. Let's go.
Yeah, that was the 10 Fly Vipers. Thank you. They'll be in Studio A in a few minutes. And they put on a blistering set. And we're going to catch up with them once they get their wipe down and cool down a little bit. And we will have them in a few minutes. Here we go.
Okay, that was Amy Fairchild. That's off her latest CD. And the self-titled, and that was called Hold Me Down. She's been playing around. She'll be playing out again around this month. I recommend you check her out in the Cambridge, Boston, Somerville area. I am blessed to have in the studio 10-5 Vipers. Say hello.
How's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Eliyahu. I play drums.
I'm Jeff. I sing and play guitar.
Johnny, play guitar.
Nate, play bass.
Yeah, there you go. I see some pretty hot flying V's happen in that room. What's up with that?
Jeff likes pointy things.
Yeah. Did you run with pointy things as a child?
Yeah, and as an adult.
There you go.
And as a teenager, sure.
Well, that was a pretty rocking set. That was pretty energetic.
Thank you.
I bet you all your neighbors know you.
Yeah.
Everybody on the North Shore.
Yeah, we used to actually play in our old bass player's basement, and it was a bit of a challenge, we'll just say that, between, you know, people in the house being upset because it was too loud, the dog being upset because it was too loud.
That's two practice bases we've gotten kicked out of, though, right?
It is.
Did the dog have to go for therapy?
That's back in, like, what, the 1940s, Jeff?
It was before I became a shop teacher and met Johnny.
There you go. But I see you still have all your fingers.
I do, and he has his fingers as well because I taught him well.
That's good.
Safety first.
It can happen. You can lose those digits really easy.
Yeah, if you're going to run with pointy things, then you better know how to handle it.
Okay, well, why don't somebody give me the start of the band, how you guys got together, how many records you got out there. You got a pile of stuff over there I'm looking at.
We have three records out. I don't know, we started how long ago?
Longer ago than I'd like to remember.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
We're still going, though. So it was a long time ago.
Too dumb to quit.
Yep. Too dumb.
This lineup of the band came up about 5 or so years ago. So yeah.
It's much older than
oh,
that.
Oh, boy. Seven. All right, never mind. Forget it.
Yeah. It's been like eight years, man. Yeah.
You got to get it straight before you get into the nursing home, you know. Then you'll start forgetting.
It's crazy how the time flies.
Yeah.
Are you all friends? You know each other from same area?
The nurses tend to jog our memories, though. So.
There you go. Oh, the shock therapy helps.
We do. Before Eliyahu was in the band, he was in another band called the Acrobats. We used to do shows with them with our old drummer and the old drummer, yeah, something happened to him. He was locked up, put away,
did he combust?
Yeah, he combusted, spontaneously combusted, and then Eliyahu joined the band, and Nate, we'd gone through a series of bass players, and then Nate came in, and the rest is history.
Yeah, there you go. I saw on Facebook you guys play Kodo and Opus.
We do, yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
I'm from right around the corner there, and Jeff's a North Shore guy, too, and Harley's a good friend of ours, so...
Harley is a pretty great guy, and it's very nice shows up there, and they're well attended, and they're very successful.
I like both places. They're very intimate, you know?
Yeah, we always have a lot of fun there.
Yeah,
They're fun rooms, you know? Kodo is just so unique in its restaurant-ness.
Sushi and rock and roll.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We kind of opened that up when it was Bangkok Paradise, before it was even Kodo, so.
I think I remember... I think, was it when it was the Cuban place? What was it then? It was a Cuban bar. I remember Johnny A. did a picture at the bar with the hanging lights on.
That might have been before our time. Even.
Yeah.
Wow, Johnny A. is even older than us?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm still a teenager. I don't know about you, Jeff.
Wow. Good growth spurt, as they say. So what's been going on with the band? You've been playing different gigs and stuff lately and recording and stuff like that. What's going on?
Yeah, we just recorded five new songs with Chris Johnson from Summoner. And, you know, what's the name of Chris's studio? You guys remember?
Nobody knows.
The Electric Bunker or something like that.
Yeah, I remember it.
What town and city is it in Massachusetts?
Well, we actually recorded with him for part of it at Mad Oak, and Chris went in and engineered it there, and then also has been producing it in out of his house as well.
Okay.
So far, it's we really dig it.
Yeah, Chris is the best, man. If anybody's looking for a sweet place to get rocking sounds, Chris can help you out.
It's really important because, you know, the identity of the band is the how you come across on the format, you know?
Yeah, we definitely come across pretty good on the recording format, maybe a little better than the headphones in a live studio format.
No, and I think Chris gets us too. You know, he understands our sound and what we're going for, and it's easy for him just to produce that and comes right out. It was a piece of cake.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Do you guys play with you have friends you play with similar music or?
Well, we have a show coming up on February 24th with
yes.
Jesus, our roommates, Zip Tie Handcuffs, and also
Wolfsmith.
Wolfsmith, thank you.
Those guys rip. To call them friends might be a little bit of a stretch.
We're not friends.
Associates? Compadres?
They're great people. We would love to be friends with them, but come on, we're the Vipers. I don't know.
It's not easy.
We're a little too gross for those guys.
They're just
guys.
Another enemy in front of us until we cut them down.
Oh, no, that's...
Those guys are great, and we love them.
That's pretty Flowers and Beats. That's
this
nice.
This is actually a second show. We did a show with them up at Opus.
Same show,
ago.
Yeah.
The whole lineup.
The Jesus guys put that together.
Yeah,
so
and those guys rule, and you should definitely come check it out.
Yes.
Not for us, but for them, because they're awesome. And
February 24th.
February 24th,
Friday night,
at O'Brien's in Alston. We're going to rock it. We're going on early, so come late and see some great rock and roll.
Yeah.
Is our record going to be out by then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it will. Check out our record.
Will it go out that night?
It's actually, by the way, it's actually coming out on 6-inch three-sided vinyl. So it's going to be a unique product that you're going to want to check out.
Well, you know, that edge of the record's always wasted. I'm glad you guys climbed on board. And
it's about time.
Yes, it is.
Claim that space.
You know, it's like at the end of the record, you get that little blank space before the label. Who, you know, you can use it.
Yeah.
You're ahead of the curve. I like that.
Yeah. So
digital's done. That stuff's done.
That's right. We're going back.
That's over.
Analog all the way.
I can't wait till it gets around back to 78s and 8-tracks again.
The next one's going to be on Wax Cylinder.
There you go.
So.
You got to take it all the way.
Yeah.
Totally committed. I see you got some CDs over there. What do we got?
Well, we have actually all three of them. Our first CD, which is called Your Event Horizon, which is a full length. And then we have two other EPs. Intermediate one from this one was... God, what the hell is the name of this one?
Black Bandana and
Black
a Can of Gasoline.
And a Can of Gasoline.
See, it's right there on the cover, Jeff.
Thanks.
Black Bandana.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Who came up with the name for the band? And a little insight into the name.
It's from a 90s kind of schlocky horror movie based out of New York, New Jersey area called Street Trash.
Oh.
There was some wine that all the bums were drinking and then turning into zombies or exploding called Tenafly Viper. So we just adopted the name the Tenafly Vipers, and then a bunch of jerks, could say worse, but it's the radio, from Mushroomhead decided to come out with a band called Tenafly Viper about 5 years after we did. And we tried to sue them, but apparently they're tougher than us.
The lawyers are still working it out. Yeah, the lawyers are still taking care of that.
Well, some things can be taken care of with mud wrestling, but do you want to hear a song off of this?
Do you
have a CD you'd rather hear something else on?
Well, let's do one of the newer ones.
Okay, here you go. The first one here has a very illustrated cover, and it looks like something kind of like the grounds open up in Hades and is opening up, and the demons in the background ready to pounce on somebody.
Yeah, good friend K-Tron did that artwork.
Yeah, and then in the back you get a little picture of the band in action. Excellent. Yeah, let me give that to you there.
And sure.
I got,
I don't know.
Number
1, 2, 3. How about number 4, The Evil That Awaits?
Okay. We'll do that. Why don't you give me a little background on that song and the name of the song?
Once again, it's Evil That Awaits, and it's just, you know, just about like how there's always something worse coming down the pike at you. No matter what you do, there's, you know, the inevitability of death is looming.
Jeff wrote this song way before the current political climate. It was just prescient.
And I love that you think there's so much thought going into these songs and things that we might do.
It's about a bad bowl of chili.
Okay. Can I see the CD?
Oh, yeah, please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to give that a spin. And here we go. Yeah, that was a pretty rocking tune.
Thank you.
So, before we go, I want you to tell people where they can find you and where your merchandise and with you, let us know where all your gigs are again.
So, once again, on February 24th at O'Brien's, we're playing with Jesus, Siptie, Handcuffs, Will Smith, and us. You can find us on the tenafly vipers.bandcamp.com or on the Tenafly Vipers on Facebook as well.
And I don't know if you want to buy any of our merch. I tend to sell that out of the trunk of my car at Sullivan's Liquors in Lynn every day. Around 11. I don't get up early. It's around 11.
He sits on the corner with lollipops.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Would you like to hear a tune to go out with?
Sure. Why don't you pick one?
Okay. You want to pick one off of this here?
Yeah, you go ahead. Your choice.
Okay.
Or why don't we give you one off this?
Yes. Okay.
We'll open up another one. So this last one was done by, or this one here was done by Ryan Abbott at Side 2 Records. Ryan's a great guy. He did our first two records.
And this, The Way of the Woods here, looks like it's like a Weird Blitz Project type of cover. Am I in the ballpark here?
No, that's just what we do on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nothing weird about
so
that.
So if you pick the one called, I think it's the last one called Night Rider, yeah. That was, we have this kind of tradition of getting a guest vocalist on and all of our stuff.
And that's nice at FCC Clean, hopefully?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's fine. Keith Pierce from Party Boys, Mellow Bravo, and stuff like that sings on this one.
Buried in Leather, best band he ever did.
Buried in Leather, yes.
The only band he ever did.
Come on. Everybody loves to party. And boys.
Okay, we're going to hear another one from my...
This one's called Night Rider. It's about Mad Max. We read a lot of songs about Mad Max.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming in. It's been a blast.
Hey, thanks
thank
for having
you
us.
Thank you.
And we hope to hear you and see you soon. And we're going with song number...
The last one.
The last one? Oh, Knight Rider.
Okay. I have to back...
There's like a little preamble thing maybe beforehand that's confusing.
Numbering songs five. Is stupid.
Number five. Here we go. Okay. Here number we go. Five. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I am the Knight Rider. I'm a fuel-injected suicide machine.
Okay. Thank you guys for coming in. And
all right, thank you.
Yeah, I know. And we will basically be hearing you from soon. Thanks again.
Thanks. Cheers.
Yeah.
Break everything.
Board froze it. Okay, we're gonna try that again.
shaking me up, and that's for sure. Too many reasons to ignore, and then she leaves me wanting more. My baby covers me with kisses, and then she sends me on my way into the night when dogs are howling, and then I come back torn and frayed. I know that I'm gonna be just fine when I'm out of time and count my last dime. When I'm down and out, I ain't gonna doubt. We're gonna stick together. My baby's got a piece of my heart. We belong together. Nothing's gonna tear us apart. Baby tells me all her secrets, and she can read me like a book. There's not a thing that I could hide, there ain't no place she wouldn't look. My baby's never keeping score, but don't I know it that she could. I'm gonna give her what I got, she's gonna give it to me good. I know that I'm gonna be just fine. When I'm out of time, count my last dime. When I'm down and out, I ain't got
Yeah, that was new Ray Paul, and off his new CD, Musicality, and that was called I Love It. This has been On the Town with Mikey D every Wednesday here from 9 to midnight, the best in local music. I'm Mike Stewart with Miss Paula, and we will be back next week with some more local music, more live music on air. Until then, see ya.